from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Demands for Assad's ouster could be shifting as Syrian government forces continue to push deeper into the rebel stronghold of eastern Aleppo. Analysts say the wider geopolitical ramifications are being felt across the West. In Europe, demands for the removal of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad could be tempered by a desire to avoid another refugee crisis, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
In eastern Aleppo, Syrian government forces backed by Russia are gaining ground. Analyst Michael Stevens of Britain's Royal United Services Institute says victory here for President Bashar al-Assad may force a change of strategy from Western governments.
Assad's winning, and I think it's pretty safe to say that he will be there at the end game, and whoever negotiates a peace deal in Syria will have to negotiate with Bashar al-Assad.
Stevens says Europe and the United States have backed moderate opposition forces, but the desire to end the bloodshed could trump those alliances.
How that end is reached, to be perfectly honest, is becoming less important than reaching it.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Ending the war may come with the price of keeping Bashar al-Assad in power. Even then, analysts say Syria's future stability is far from guaranteed. People dancing in the streets at the Gambia capital of Banjul after Gambia's Electoral Commission announced that opposition candidate Adama Barrow had won an upset victory in the country's presidential poll, beating longtime ruler Yahya Jammeh. The Independent Electoral Commission announced Friday that Barrow won 263,000, or 45% of the total vote.